Delaware's Country Station, 94.7 WDSD. Well, it's Tuesday, which means it's time to talk with another partner with the Energize Delaware program. We've had them in each week, and this morning we've got Lisa Locke in the studio with us, the Executive Director of the Delaware Interfaith Power and Light. Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good morning. I'm just fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. Great to have you in here. We want to talk about the Delaware Interfaith Power and Light and about your mission. So what's going on?
Well, Delaware Interfaith Power and Light, it's a really an interesting, important organization. It's a national organization. There are 40 state affiliates.
Oh, okay.
And our shared mission is to serve as a religious response to climate change.
Incredible. So what is the connection then between faith and climate change issues?
Well, I think that virtually every religion or denomination believes in a sense of wonder and sacredness of creation and of the beauty and wonder and miracle of life, and then our responsibility for care, to care for creation, and not only for the inherent importance of the natural world, but how important it is to our own survival.
Well, what led to the partnership then with the Sustainable Energy Utility?
Well, so that was a natural partnership, and we've been very involved in a lot of statewide committees and working groups on energy, environmental issues. So we got to be very familiar with the Sustainable Energy Utility and Energize Delaware. And we are able to provide a very unique in to promote their programs through the faith communities.
And so what are some of the goals then for that program?
So, and it's very practical. That's the great thing, is that we have this higher mission, but it shows itself in very practical ways. That we can help faith communities and their members save energy, save cost, save money, and contribute to a healthier environment.
Well, where can people go for more information then?
Well, so they can either go to the Sustainable Energy Utility, Energize Delaware website, or they can find information on our website as well, which is DelawareIPL.org.
Easy enough. Well, Lisa, thank you so much for stopping by this morning.
It's a pleasure. Hope to hear from people.
Of course. Yes, we'll continue to spread the word.
94.7 WDSD. Thanks, Kristen. Hey, let's go on a beach. It's Dirk to Bentley. Bet you think I'm sitting at home.